Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Saberhagen covering, for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Carter scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zuvella hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zuvella moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive towards short. Ziavella reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White strikes out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ziavella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ziavella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stillwell for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to first to double up Snyder. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tartabull moves to second. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zuvella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Zuvella hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Carter picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Carter. Tartabull moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allenson is 0-3 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wilson is 0-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on 4. Scott Bales now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stillwell is 0-3 in the game. Stillwell bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Don Gordon now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tabler is 0-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella fields it and throws to second for the out. Seitzer scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Paul Zuvella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zuvella is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zuvella hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Francona is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.